Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Morse adventure thriller, Temple of Vampires.
See now, Reggie, how long ago did we leave Matagalpa?
Was that the last big jungle town we passed over?
Yeah, Matagalpa.
55 minutes ago, Jack.
Then we should ought to be getting pretty close to Boaco.
Boaco, Doc.
What's this?
Boaco, not Boaco.
You don't say. Well, anyway, ain't we almost there, Jack?
Yes, keep your eyes open, Reg. We ought to be sighting Boaco any moment now.
I know. Nothing on the horizon as yet.
Is that a stopping point?
Yes, I wired ahead from Guatemala City for them to be ready to refuel us.
Well, if I remember my Central America, it ain't going to be much of an airport.
No, they told me in Guatemala City they'd have to refuel by hand. Oh, you want to do any checking on the motors while we're down there, Reggie?
Yes, that's what I had in mind. We're throwing a little oil somewhere.
We are?
Oh, I say nothing serious, but I think I'd better have a look.
Yes, don't take anything for granted. After we leave Boaco, there's nothing between us and 500 miles of jungle but the town of Huigalpa. And there's no airport there.
Wow, jungle. 500 miles of them.
You sound as though you was looking forward to enjoying the prospect, sonny.
Of course. Anything to make me forget that awful Richard curse and all those murders.
Well, a little jungle goes a long way for my money.
And what happens after we leave Boaco, Jack?
Well, we fly between the Huapi Mountains and Lake Nicaragua.
Lake Nicaragua? Is it much of a lake?
Only 50 miles long.
50 miles? Well, that's an infant ocean.
A lot of Indians all along the lake, I understand. From the lower end of the lake to San Jose, Costa Rica is another 150 miles.
And that's our destination for tonight? San Jose, Costa Rica?
That's right, Sugar, and we'll be getting in there around 8 or 9 o'clock.
Yeah, if we're lucky. Should be still light enough to land without flares.
Gee, San Jose, Costa Rica. Doesn't that sound like fun? And then what do we do?
Well, sonny, then's about the time and place that I start looking for trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I know what kind I'm looking for.
Yes. You'll no doubt find it, too.
Doc, you don't mean something tall, dark, and lovely.
Honey, the girls down in this part of the world have the biggest black eyes and the longest eyelashes of any girls in the whole wide world.
Oh, my, my. How can you bear to wait?
I can't, hardly.
And you, Jack, what sort of trouble are you going to look for?
I am reserving the right to pick and choose my brand of trouble when we get there.
And man, oh, man, is there plenty to pick and choose from. Anything you want, from an ordinary gambling house brawl with cutting knives to black magic and native voodoo rites.
Really?
Well, you never saw the like of it. Well, sonny, the last time we was down this way, Reggie almost got himself skinned alive trying to save a half-breed girl from an Indian sacrifice.
Did you save her, Reggie?
No. But, Doc, that wasn't near San Jose. That was in the back country further east.
Oh, sure, of course it was. But it's all the same in this part of the world. Stuff not only happens, it comes right up and smacks you in the face.
You boys must know a side of Central and South America I never knew.
You've been here before?
Yes. Of course, I always stuck pretty close to the civilized areas.
Well, Doc's laying it on pretty thick. The average traveler's as safe in Central America as he is in his own doorstep. You gotta go looking for trouble here, the same as in any other part of the world.
Uh-huh. What about you, Reggie?
Me?
Yeah. What sort of trouble are you going to look for tonight?
Oh, look here, I think I'll take it as it comes. I think I'm going to feel cheated, however, if I don't find somebody who wants to do a bit of brawling, sailor fashion.
A brawl? Why, Reggie, and you look so gentlemanly. What would make you want to fight?
Money, politics, women. Oh, look here, does one need a reason?
Oh, my goodness. What sort of men have I got mixed up with?
Didn't you ever daydream, sonny?
Oh, so this is daydreaming.
What kind of trouble are you be wanting?
Oh, I hadn't thought. Let's see. Are the men as handsome as the girls are beautiful?
And you'd better forget that.
Why, Jack, why?
Well, we're going to have other things to do besides look after you.
Yeah, honey, we're only going to have one night in Costa Rica. We don't want to spend all our time down here saving you from a fate worse than death.
Oh.
Well, you heard me.
Now, you boys, look here. You pay attention to your own brand of trouble. Let me take care of mine.
Quite, I'll buy that.
And see that you remember it.
All right. Jack, Guaco coming up.
Good. Can you spot the airport?
Not yet. Do you mind taking a squint through the glasses?
Well, here they are.
Oh, thanks.
Looks like quite a place.
Yeah. How queer the way it seems to be laid right down in the middle of the wilderness.
Now, I got it, Reggie. Field's right straight ahead.
On this side of the town?
Yes, better start dropping down.
Down we go. Watch it, Sonny.
Uh-huh. How long will we be here?
Not more than 20 minutes, I hope.
Swell. Just long enough to stretch my legs.
And my stomach's telling me it's time to eat.
Me too. I hope they have better coffee than we got in Guatemala City.
I'd better circle the strip to get the feel of the port. Seems to be a bit small for a ship this size.
Good idea. Yeah, see, they're expecting us. They've got a stack of 5-gallon cans of gasoline out on the field.
You mean they pour the gasoline in 5 gallons at a time?
That's how they do it down here.
All right, hang on. Here we go down. Hold everything.
Nice going, Reggie. How does she handle?
Beautiful.
Take her right up alongside the cans of gas.
Right-o. So far, so good.
Yep. Open her up, Doc. Everybody out.
And a pleasure it is.
You folks go ahead. I'll supervise the refueling.
Hey, that's no fun.
Go ahead, Doc. You and Sonny hunt up something to eat. I'll help Reggie check the oil pumps.
Okay. Come on down, Sonny.
Ooh. Well, I'm stiffer than I thought I was.
Jump. I'll catch you.
All right. Here I come.
I got you. And I never held a prettier arm full of fluff and feathers.
Oh, put me down, you egg.
Now, why'd you have to say that?
Doc, you're shocking the native.
Well, do him good, if you ask me.
Oh, Doc, you fool.
Well, you insist. There you are, on your feet. And not a bad arm full of girl, if anyone should ask.
Did you just notice?
Yes, sir. I'm beginning to wonder where you've been all my life.
Don't tell me I roused the sentimental Texas boy in you.
Well, something went and made my heart go flip-flap.
Flip-flop, Doc, not flip-flap.
Jack, you wasn't supposed to be listening.
Yeah.
Never mind. It wasn't important.
What you mean it wasn't important? Of course it was important.
And I thought you two were looking for a place to get some food.
Well, where are you going, fella?
Well, I got to take care of the clearance papers and pay for this gasoline. I'll join you later.
Well, how about it, Sonny?
Oh, yeah. I'm crazy to look around.
Okay, come on.
We won't see any of the town, I guess.
No, it's over that way. Look at yonder at the Indians in blankets squatting on the edge of the field.
They act as though they didn't believe their eyes.
I don't reckon airplanes are one of the things they see the most down here.
Goodness. It's positively hot.
Lady, you're in the tropics now.
I know. It's like a new world. Down here on the ground, Boaco looks more than ever like it was carved out of the wilderness. And what a wilderness. Look at the jungle all about us.
Yeah, stuff sure grows down here.
It looks so rank and deadly. Every plant trying to strangle the life out of every other plant.
Murder in plant life, huh?
Yeah, that's just what it looks like. Vicious, unwholesome murder.
Hey, here. This looks like it'd be an eating joint. Shall we try it?
Oh, Doc. It's dirty.
Of course it's dirty. We don't have to eat the dirt, do we?
Well, we don't get something besides food in here. I'll be surprised.
Well, let's have a look anyway.
Door open. Little screen. Flies everywhere.
Hi, friend. Would you maybe have some coffee?
Hey, sure. I got coffee.
Then we'll have two coffees. What else you have on the menu?
Beans.
Want any beans, son?
No, for heaven's sake, no. This kind of weather?
But what else you have besides beans?
You don't like beans.
No, neighbor, we don't like beans. What else you got?
Maybe you like some frijoles.
Frijoles? What you mean, frijoles? That's just south of the border for beans.
Sure it is.
Is that all you got in this black ramp?
Frijoles, beans, what more is there?
I guess we're going to take beans and like it.
Hey, you got any bread?
Tortillas.
Yeah? Well, looky, is this the only eating place around here?
What's the matter, you say that? What's the matter with this place?
Well, fella, it is kind of dirty now, ain't it? You got to admit that.
You say this place is dirty?
That's right. I say this place is dirty.
Sure it's dirty. Who cares?
You win, mister. Give us tortillas, frijoles, and coffee.
Now you talk sense. You gringos make me sick to my stomach. All gringos make me sick to my stomach.
Well, I guess we're all ready to take off now, Jack.
All right, pile in. Doc, Chicago,
close her up. Let's get going. Hey, Sonny, what did them beans do to you? They give me indigestion plus heartburn plus the hiccups plus one.
Well, I hardly touched them, but it was good coffee.
All set, Doc. Let her go.
Okay. Watch it. Hold your hat, kid. Here we go. Good. You folks can relax and sleep off your beans.
You know, I like that stop best of all. I really got the feel of the jungle tropics. Lazy and dreamy, just a little bit rotten and dangerous.
Yeah, that's life in the tropics as she has lived. Our first real
date. Hello, everybody.
What's that?
I just said hello.
Jack, I say a bally infant.
Why, Jack, it's a little boy.
Well, where did you come from?
Back in there.
Back in the luggage compartment? Oh, look here. We've got a blooming stowaway.
Where did you get on this plane?
Back in San Diego.
You've been on this plane since we left San Diego?
Sure.
But, little boy, where are your mother and father?
I haven't got any mother. My father's back in San Diego.
This is great.
But don't you know you shouldn't have done this? Your father must be terribly worried.
Oh, no, he isn't. He put me in here.
Your father put you in this plane?
Uh-huh. He gave me a package of sandwiches and told me to stay here until I got hungry.
You mean your father abandoned you?
I don't know. He just said to stay in there till I got hungry.
Well, what are you going to do now?
Oh, what is there to do? If we land in San Jose, we'll take him to the American consul.
Will he see that he gets back to the United States?
Well, he'll have to. Hey, what's your name?
Hermie.
Hermie what?
That's all, just Hermie.
But Hermie... What's your father's name?
His name's Hermie, too, and I'm hungry and thirsty.
Well, of course you are, darling.
All right, Reggie, break out some cheese and crackers.
And some of that chocolate.
Oh, Jove, wet nurse to an unwashed juvenile.
Oh, shame on you, Reggie. How old are you, darling?
I'm 7. Please don't call me darling.
Well, of course I won't.
I'm a man, and women are no good.
Oh?
And put that in your pipe and smoke it, Sonny Richards.
Yeah, that puts me in my place, all right.
Boy, I sure do like airplanes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. When Pop said I was going for an airplane ride, I just about busted my britches.
Well, here you are, Hermie. Sink your teeth into this.
Thanks. I guess you fellas are a bunch of right guys.
Some adventure, huh, Jack?
Yeah. Great.
Yes, sir. Now, if we only had a big box of sand, we could start a kindergarten.
Adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York, with Mercedes McCambridge as Sonny, Louis Van Ruten as Manuel, and Sarah Fussell as Hermie. Mutual Broadcasting System.